Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschoolofthepropheticom to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday interfaith service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday service for December the 10th, 2023. The service is dedicated to our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have any questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat service, the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry.
I'll start out with the love verses from 1 Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Reverend Michael, apparently there's some technical problems. The prayer for the planet. Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed benevolent rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, and to influence their minds in a positive way, that those who have authority over the planet and all those who live on the earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day, in every way. Alleluia. Amen.
Okay, prayer of blessing. Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and every one here today be blessed, that all their prayers be answered. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, amen.
A blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministries, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mysteries of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Now I invite all of you to mute your mics and recite the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Okay. Just before Reverend Douglas gives the sermon, let me say, O most holy Virgin, immaculate in body and spirit, look kindly on me as I implore your powerful intercessions. O most holy Mother, receive my prayers as I present them to God. O Mother, O Mary, Mother of Jesus, Yeshua, and our Mother, you intercede for us with your Son. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Amen. Hallelujah.
Beautiful music. The sermon today is from Luke 1-4. Begin with a very short prayer. Dear God Almighty, we love you. Please hear our prayers and grant and answer our prayers as we in faith move ever forward on our spiritual path. Amen. Now, we have, every service, we say the Lord's Prayer. And I think it behooves us to take a look in detail at the Lord's Prayer. What exactly does it say? What exactly does it mean? And look at it in a historical context, which will help to explain some of the words that are used. Basically, this will give greater efficacy to our prayer, for in prayer is my belief and my understanding that we do not just mouth the words. We understand and focus on what we are saying with sincerity and love in our heart. And then our prayers are fully answered. It's somewhat akin to saying flippantly, I love you. It's not the same as saying sincerely and with love in your heart that you love this person. The same with prayer. It is reverence and love that we show to our Father, to God. So with that in mind, let's do a quick analysis, interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. Let me preface things a little bit. If I happen to mention in the context of history, I will not use the word Jew. That's a relatively recent term, and it includes Ashkenazim and Sephardims. And it also includes people who do not practice or believe in the faith Judaism. this prayer was given by Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, to his followers, and they were Hebrews, Semites, as the Arabs are, and they were practicing the faith of Judaism, and that's why the Romans referred to it as Judea, and they referred to them as Judeans, or in Latin, Judaeorum. So, understand that the Lord's Prayer, my belief, is a master prayer. It's very powerful. Hopefully, when we're finished, you'll understand how extremely powerful it is. So let's recite the Lord's Prayer now. I'm reciting the Lord's Prayer from, this comes through, it's my book, the Bible here. It's not showing very well. From St. James Version of the Bible. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John has taught his disciples. And Jesus responded, when we pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we also forgive anyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now you notice that translation is slightly different in the wording, but it conveys the same meaning and understanding. Now let's look at this line by line. The first line, Our Father which art in heaven. Now the Gospels were in Greek, and that in itself poses many challenges in translation. For example, there are many ways of saying the same thing in Greek. Look at as many words for love. Love for your father, love for your children, love for your brother, love for your parents, love with your spouse, etc., etc., etc. And so in the Greek, Jesus referred to God as Abba, Father. And the Greek name for God is Theos. So why Abba? Why Father? Well, if you look at this prayer, you'll understand why. God has many attributes, not just Father. But in this context, a father is traditionally one who provides for, protects, and loves his children. This is inconsistent with this prayer, because this is a prayer of supplication. And also, God which art in heaven. This is in reference to many of the ancient pagan gods who were reputed to take physical form and walk among men and women and societies. This is emphasizing the fact that God is spirit. God is in heaven and not physical form. But also, I like to think of heaven as a blessed place where we receive final reward for our virtues. So we eventually join with God again. We separated from God and we are on our way back to God, to a blessed place. The next line says, Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed means holy. Well, God is so unbelievably powerful, so infinitely loving, so holy that even God's name is holy. But over and above that, in the Hebrew religion, Judaism, it was God's name was never spoken. It was so holy, it was never spoken except by the high priests. So this is a reference to the Old Testament that our Father is so powerful that his name is hallowed, or his name is hallowed. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in heaven, so in earth. Well, this is an interesting line. Understanding that God is all powerful, everything that happens, the pain, the suffering, is in keeping with God's plan. And of course, many people will say, how can God allow innocent children to suffer? But God has given us free will. And much of the suffering we bring upon ourselves, we can then talk about karma and other aspects. There are many aspects at play here, but it is through suffering also that we can achieve greater spirituality. There are many aspects in many stories of how people who suffered grew spiritually, and how it changed and helped people around become better and to evolve. So God loves us, but part of our journey involves suffering. And suffering, as Reverend Douglas has often said, suffering wakes us up. Pain wakes us up. The next line says, well, let me just refer to that previous line again. Thy kingdom come. This again is a promise of salvation. That as we become more spiritually evolved, we eventually will achieve the kingdom of heaven, everlasting. The next line says, give us this day by day our daily bread. Now, in the Hebrew time of Jesus and the ancient Hebrews, 70% of their diet was bread. So what is being said here? More than just bread. Provide for us each day food, shelter, meaningful employment, purpose in our lives. Provide for us. The bread is a metaphor, in my belief, asking God to provide for us all of our needs. Now, the next line is interesting. The next line, it says, forgive us our sins as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And of course, in our version, usual version, we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, this is the only conditional statement in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us to the extent that we forgive others. Now, there are two aspects to forgive. One aspect has to do with the concept of pardon. Now, think in law. If we are pardoned, that means we no longer have to endure punishment. Now, this brings into concept the idea of karma. For each sin we commit, there is almost invariably karmic consequences. But it's our belief that the purpose of karma is that we learn our lesson, become better people, and grow spiritually. So, if we have committed some sin, but we are truly remorseful, and we resolve we will never do this again. And if it involves someone else, we make amends to them and ask them to forgive us. Then the karma is either eliminated, or it is reduced. So we might look at this as saying we're asking God to help us to resolve to learn from our mistake, help us be more remorseful, and make amends for what we have done. And it is my belief that if we do that, the karma will be lessened or eliminated. So that is one aspect of this, but only to the extent that we pardon others. Another aspect, which is a lesser aspect in this context of forgive, is to attach no blame or judgment. God does not condemn us. God is infinite, unconditional love. Even the most vicious, evil, reprobate on the earth, God loves unconditionally. So God does not condemn us. In this context, this other secondary meaning, who does the forgive attach to? God doesn't have to forgive us. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive and not judge others. And we're asking God to help others to forgive us. So it's a very powerful line there, and it is conditional. It goes back to do unto others as you have them do unto you, which is the golden rule. And the next line is very interesting. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, that's an interesting discussion. My own belief is that it's basically saying, God, let us not go into temptation. Now, temptation is interesting because, let's take an example. Jesus, Satan attempted to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. But it's my understanding and my belief, Jesus was not tempted. He just told Satan to go. This is very high level of spirituality. For example, if you found a wallet with credit cards and a great deal of money in it, you might be tempted to keep it. Or a lesser person would be tempted to keep the money and use the cards. And if you were tempted, but you said to yourself, no, you struggled with yourself and said, no, I better do the right thing and I better find this person and give it to them. That is a moral victory. You were tempted, but your morality won out in the beginning, in the end. That's a level of spiritual progress. But how much greater is what Jesus showed? He was not even tempted. So if we have greater spiritual morality, we find the water, we are not even tempted to use the money. We immediately try to find the person to whom it belongs. So this is showing a level of moral progress. Now, it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, is the other part of this. So let us not go into temptation and deliver us from evil. Where is evil? Evil is within us. We may be unloving in certain circumstances. Evil is with other people. So my understanding, this is my personal understanding, is that we are saying, help us
fill us with love. Let us eschew evil, lack of love. Let us deal only with love and feel only love. And if we come in touch with people who are evil, let us not react. Let us be protected from their evil, their lack of love. And you notice what is missing from here is that the last part of the prayer, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. This was not part of the original. This is an appendix, but it's, in some sense, it's a good prayer, and in some sense it fits. It fits because at the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, it said, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven, so in earth. And this is basically what the last, the appendix says. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So we're beginning the prayer and ending the prayer with the same sentiment. Glory to God. Now that's all I have to say at this point about the Lord's Prayer, but I will invite you to study it on your own, come to your own understanding. A lot, some of what I've presented is my understanding and belief, but I urge you, do not just mouth the words. Understand what they mean and imply, and with love in your heart and understanding, recite the prayer. Because, and I hope you come to believe once you've done this, that this is a very powerful master prayer when said with sincerity and love. Thank you. Let me end again with a very short prayer. God Almighty, we love you. Please bless us and fill us with your grace and unconditional love. Always. Amen. Thank you. This ends the sermon for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Now, Reverend Douglas Cottrell is going to conduct the virtual healing aspect of the service.
Welcome, everyone. As I said, today is the service is dedicated to Mother Mary. It's the December the 8th. The Most Holy Virgin, the Immaculate Conception in Body and Spirit, took place. And this service is dedicated to that memory, which celebrates the conception of the Virgin Mary and not her son, Emmanuel, Yeshua the Savior, or Jesus the Christ. Christians, and especially the Catholics, Catholic Christian believers, that on December the 8th, St. Anne, the Virgin Mary, was conceived, and her mother Anne became pregnant through natural means. There's more we could talk about this because it's a huge celebration in Europe, and for our friends who are here in Spain and Europe and other places, we dedicate the memory, the celebration of December the 8th in the name of Mother Mary. With that, I want you to understand that we've had some minor miracles here this last week or so. Several people have received blessings. They've been relieved of conditions of ailment, and some of them have been rather astounding. We come to expect the intervention of the divine beings above because we have faith. And our faith is established through the belief that we have by the evidence that we've witnessed. And so your faith is strengthened as you come to believe that you have been relieved of some physical ailment. But it goes beyond that, my friends. It goes to relief and healing through your mind, your heart, and your spiritual aspects, or the high self or soul mind. So when we send virtue energy, the name that we have, there are other names for this, laying out of hands, blessing, grace, Reiki, plantic healing, distant healing, the names are not that important. The names define a mechanism or a ceremony of practice. Well, we're not big on ceremony so much. What we're big on is offering each and everyone in the community our compassion. And by doing that, we have the ability, and we continue to develop this ability, of forming and manifesting the divine force we call virtue. We picked up that name because it's written in the Bible, and as we're following more in the footsteps of Yeshua the Savior, also known as Jesus the Christ, that we are establishing more the terms in our traditional practical spirituality. We consider ourselves practical Christians. And how that is defined to each and every one of you is through the spiritual development of your gifts and abilities, your spiritual awareness, your communication with the high self. The evidence of that starts with virtue that is transmitted from one to another. The virtue itself is always evident. It isn't created, it is always existent. It exists for eternity. It's life. It's the life force. So as you're sitting here now, let us pray, especially to Mother Mary, on this day of celebration. We ask Mother Mary to hear our prayers, to take our prayers to God Almighty through her son, Emmanuel, as he was named by Gabriel before he was born. And we ask for these prayers that we have in our hearts now, in our minds, in our lives. We all have needs and we all have desires. It's okay to have desires. When you have needs, ask and it shall be given, as the great promise in the Bible. And then the conditions of seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, means to do everything in your power to make your prayer be answered or come true, and not to procrastinate when an opportunity comes. Don't be afraid to ask your friends and neighbors and others for help. Don't let your ego get in the way. When you're in need, it's okay to pray to God, but it's okay to ask somebody for help. Strangers, lawyers, doctors, nurses, neighbors, family. Don't be ashamed when you're in difficulty or trouble. That's what knocking on the door means. And as you do that, you allow the divine to manifest in you. The evidence that you are with the divine, not only by coming out here to our community Zoom meetings and at our in-person miracle transformation events and in temples and churches and spiritual centers I've been in the world along with you, it's that when something difficult happens, you're protected. When you're attacked, you're not killed, you're just hurt. When somebody steals from you, they don't steal your whole purse, they just steal your credit card. When somebody is attempting to steal your car, you drive by, you don't stop, they miss you. Rumors and criticisms are poisons. They're toxic. And being able to weather that storm of criticism or rumors comes from within, because you know it's not true. So you stand up to the strong when you're in the wrong. But like an umbrella, the virtue sheds the rumors. And sooner or later, the truth comes out that you're innocent. And the person who sent the rumor, said the vile, toxic thing, suffers to the same extent that they have offered suffering to others. By virtue of knowing this and having evidence that this is how virtue works, and as you have benefits in your life, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, then you know when you pray to Mother Mary, or you ask for Yeshua for help, or you pray to Moses, or you pray to other angels, Raphael watches over us, Gabriel, Michael, Hanuman, the great Eastern spirit, all have appeared to us, as you know. More than 18 of these deities have appeared because they want us to have evidence, to know that they are watching over us and we are meaningful to them. And the reason we're meaningful to them is because we believe, and because we want the world to be a better place, and because we want to be better spiritual beings in our lives. This is the great door that's opening to you, my friends. Your spiritual life is more important, for it lives for an eternity, than the casual grumps, bumps and grinds that happen here in the world. But enduring them, and knowing you're not alone, allows you to come out of the depths of illness, the disease of depression, to avoid excesses, to treat your body like a holy temple for which it is. Your body is a temple of the soul. Keep it holy. Keep it healthy. And as we pray to the divine, as we are now, feel the force that comes through this computer, through this meeting to yourself. And we ask in the name of Yeshua, the Savior, to save us from our sins, to help us correct our ways mutually, so that we come to the greater understanding of what is right to do, what is holy to do, what is compassion. And then, as we perfect this over time, we won't be sick physically, nor of the spirit. Our hearts will be enlivened, and our minds will be at peace. So that as you deal with the daily things in life, you'll be at peace. You'll be patient. And you'll come to the greater understanding of how to deal with each other and how your life is so, so important. You're not just a person hiding in the corner, hiding under the covers, sitting in a dark room, evading and avoiding everyone. You are a gem. You're like a little glowing light that gets brighter and brighter as you take on to yourself virtue. Virtue being like electricity. It enlivens you. And as I'm sending this through you, to you rather, through this computer, through this meeting, think about what you would like to have today. We ask in the name of Mother Mary to bless us. Mother Mary, in the picture I have behind me, has appeared to me 3 times in my life. She's also appeared to Maria in Spain several times. Perhaps she's appeared to you as well. Mother Mary is a mother, mother of Jesus the Christ. Emmanuel announced how great he was going to be, the one person to take upon himself all the world's ills and sins and correct them or suffer them, so that we might in our own way find a way to relieve ourselves of difficulty. Feel the energy as it comes through. I'm looking at each and every one of you, and the force is going through the computer. I'm going to switch to the second page. There we are. To our callers, to Gavita, to Santos, Will, I guess, to Ruby, to Jean, to Regine, to Eric, to Celeste, to MOI, to Ian, to somebody on the Zoom, to our community many mentions, to JP, to PJ, to our hungry friend McBelcom, to Timothy, to Rebecca S, to Trish Smith, to Larry, Angie, and that wonderful little baby Elsie, to Reverend Michael Irving, to Karen M, to Jack and Sandy, to Nanda, to John M. Feel the force. It's very powerful in my hand right now. Feel it coming to you. to John M., to Joe, Bad Joe, to Ann Pilgrim, to Beverly, to myself, to Tim C., to Bill Box or William, to Santiago, to Carol S., to Maria, to Joy, to GLS, to Sue, to Reverend Rebecca, especially to John, Joan and Owen Smith, to Linda D., to Reverend Doug George Bitley, to Paul Hughes, to Patty, and to Mark. Feel the love that's coming to you now. Feel the virtue. And remember, it has an intelligence all of its own. It knows what you need. It knows what is best for you. It knows when to intercede in your life. And it knows to the extent of the improvements or benefits, healing, and forgiveness that you need at this moment in time. There are no limits to God's power, God's love, and God's forgiveness. The only limits are those that we impose upon ourselves. Know that you deserve to be benefited by virtue, relieved of any disease or difficulty in your life, as we ask for Mother Mary and the angels above. We ask to Metatron to take the messages to God Almighty, to save us, to relieve us, to bless us. No conditions. You don't have to be a better person. You don't have to give something. You don't have to do anything except ask and then apply in your life what you know to be right, to be nice, to be slow, to be provoked, to rise to anger. Keep your peace. It's most important. Feel this energy. Feel this love. It's everywhere. Let us focus on Joan and Owen and that hospital bed with the Lady of Guadalupe on the wall. We ask for a blessing and the continued blessings of health. Focus on Patty, who is a wonderful volunteer and community member. Patty, we're sending, everybody think of Patty now. We're sending virtue to her to help her with her sore back and her cough. We're all sending love to you now. To Nanda, we're going to send energy to Nanda, virtue, to her brother Fernando, who is, remember, surviving his cancer. He's been doing well for months now. We're sending through his sister Nanda to Fernando the virtue to relieve him of his cancer, to let him survive the side effects of the medication he's getting easily and comfortably. Feel the love that God sends. To our friend Joe Badger, we're sending now energy specifically to him to help him with his cold. his flu. It's eradicating all the phlegm in his body. The virtue is working through the body like the best antibiotics in the world. We'll go to Linda DeLimbo up in the... We'll think of Linda, who's recently had some chest issues. We're to send that energy into her circulating system to heal her up, to relieve any illness or difficulty there now. Feel your hands. They might be warm. They might be vibrating. That's the energy going through your hands. We're going to go to Ian Connaty now, and we're going to send the energy to him, who likewise has had some issues, and we're asked for the healing energy to go through him, to heal him up, to make him whole easily and comfortably now. And again, we're going to go across the board to our callers, to Gavita, to Will Santos, to Ruby, to Jean, Regine B, to Eric Reynolds, to Celeste, Tim O'I, back to Ian, to JP, to PJ, to Malcolm, to Tim Sullivan, to Rebecca, to Trish, to Larry, Angie, and maybe Elsie, to Reverend Michael Irving to get his numbers down, to bless him, to fill him up with virtue through his blood, his mind, his heart, his body, that the virtue goes through him easily, comfortably. To Karen M, to Jack and Sandy, again to Nanda Nell, for her nephew and his family, that the angels will come to her nephew and heal him, giving him strength to overcome any darkness he has. To John M, back to Joe, to Ann Pilgrims and Beverly, to Tim in Montreal, to William in Florida, to Santiago, to Carol, to Maria, to Joy, to GLS, to Sue, to Reverend Rebecca, and again to Joan and Owen Stone, to Linda D, to Reverend Doug, to Paul, to Patty, and to Mark, and to myself. And now as we think of each other in the community by speaking your name, that is a necessity to divinely connect you with the virtue to the universe. It's very important. Names are very important to say. Let us now, with your friends and relatives, anyone that you would wish to send the virtue to, think of them in your mind's eye and see the love going to them somehow in a visual way. A color, love, balloons, whatever. Sparkly white energy, a corona. Whatever you imagine, see the energy going to those people that are meaningful to you now. We are but humble servants asking for the divine, the most powerful creative force, virtue. It has existed since the beginning of time. It is a demonstration in the power of God Almighty. It is a life force. It knows how to correct our DNA. It knows how to correct our body on the smallest level, at the cell level, to cause the cells to heal. It knows how to speed up our natural healing abilities that our body itself has been given naturally and as part of our life, part of our way to grow, part of our way to keep ourselves healthy. And as we do this, we open our mind to the divine and ask for peace. We ask for blessings, coincidences, chances. Also to remember when they show up to take advantage of them. The power of prayer is in asking. The divine will deliver. And you have to accept using your free will and free choice. And therefore, when something small or something large comes, take it, use it. It might be the first step to many steps to get your prayer answered. Don't be shy. Take it. Do we have people waiting or have sent to manymansions.helpline@gmail, Patty? Do we have any, or Reverend Rebecca? Do we have any requests? Let's have them at this time.
For Diana, relief from Parkinson's disease and successful knee replacement surgery.
Would you turn up your microphone, Patty? I can't hear you.
For Diana, relief from Parkinson's disease and successful knee replacement surgery.
There we go. We ask for the healing forces to go to this person, to go into their knees, to affect the bones and the muscles, and the healing forces within the body to generate new healing easily and comfortably, removing any disease. We also ask for the blood supply to be increased into the brain to bring more oxygen and to remove any illness or impairment easily and comfortably now. Continue.
For Lavinia, for relief from dementia, glaucoma, and to keep her safe.
Dear Lord, we ask that her prayer is given. We ask for Mother Mary to watch over her and to answer her prayer to keep her safe, to remove any impediments and difficulties from her body now, easily washing away illness. Continue.
For Bryant, for relief from the flu virus.
We ask for this person to be relieved of any viruses, any sickness, any weakness in the body, that the immune system will be amplified and empowered to carry out healing easily and comfortably. Continue.
For Raj, for relief from scoliosis and chronic cough.
Dear God, we ask for the virtue to go through this body to straighten out the skeletal system, to remove any mucus and conditions of impairment in the lungs, to bless this body with virtue, to heal the body completely, easily, comfortably now. Continue.
For Sue, for relief from memory and hearing loss.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask the blessing to go to Sue, to move through her body, to completely remove any impairments, to allow the nervous system to function correctly, to bless her with healing easily and comfortably now. Continue.
For freedom, for relief from Lyme disease.
We ask God Almighty for Frida, that the virtue is strengthened in her body. It gives her life force. It allows her to see the life in a brighter, happier way. We ask for the body to be cleansed of any illness or difficulty easily now. We ask Mother Mary to be with her. Continue.
For Larry's family, relief from the flu and coughing.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to reach out to this family, to relieve them all, to allow the immune systems to strengthen, to allow the viruses, mucus, to be put asunder, that the body will be strengthened with the virtue that is entering into all the members of this family easily, comfortably now. Continue.
For Raya, relief from stomach surgery.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the healing forces in the body to be accelerated, that Graham's healing will take place and continue to take place until the body is completely mended and healed with very little scar tissue. The sooner the better. Continue.
The last request is for Francesco, general healing.
Okay, we have already mentioned him, but we'll do it again. We ask for Francesco. Sorry, we have not. This is somebody else. We ask for Francesco in Garrucha, Spain. Is there a specific at all, Patty?
Just virtue healing for him.
That we ask for virtue to go through his body, whatever the cause, whatever the imbalance, whatever the disease. We ask for virtue to strengthen him, to heal him, and to bless him. Also to his family members, easily and comfortably, may the virtue bless them all, and may Francesco be blessed immediately. We are grateful for that that has been sent, and for that that has been accepted to this one, to this man, and to all the others, and to our community. And finally, we asked, and we are so grateful for the blessing of protection that we have received for our community and for the continuation of our ministry, that the light and the love of God Almighty is shining upon us. Our enemies are being put asunder. Those who are detractors and attempting to hold us back are set aside. We are grateful for the light that God has given us to lead us as we move forward with our ministry, our community, and as we reach out into other parts of the world, soon to be visiting these places to establish other chapters of our community as we started out so many years ago. We are grateful for the peace of mind that we have, and we are most grateful for the divine messages we've received in dreams, that we received in other ways, other intuitive messages of our future temples, of our healing community in Campbellford, Ontario, of our flagship temple in Fort Worth, Texas. In your way, in your time, we are ready to move forward with our mission and our work. And we are grateful for your divine direction and for the opportunities that have been given that we might fulfill this service. In God's will, in God's time, may we be accord. In the name of all that is holy, we are most grateful to Mother Mary for the sacrifice and the mission she undertook as a young teenage girl. Her life as the mother of Yeshua, Emmanuel, and how she was so brave. We are grateful for her mother, Anne, who also prepared the way, and for the men in the lives of the Holy Family, and to all others who have found light in following the words of Jesus the Christ, compassion. We are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for this day. In the name of all that's holy, amen, amen, and amen. You might feel a little warmth going on in your body. Looks like I've got a little flush going on in my head. You might feel your hands tingly. You might feel something wonderful inside of you. This is evidence of the virtue energy going through you. It never comes loudly. It's kind of just shows up quietly. The pain goes away. You'll feel better. Remember to pray every day, as I've asked before. God Almighty, I am grateful for my life. Practicing gratitude allows you to have expectations of additional virtue healing. And you too can pass on the virtue to others. As we get more into the community and how we practice the position of your hands, how to breathe slowly, how to squeeze your abdomen, push the energy out, you too will develop and be on your way to become a modern day prophet, demonstrating to the best of your ability all the spiritual gifts that are recorded in the book of Corinthians and in other parts of the holy books. I am very grateful to have the opportunity to see you today, as we all are. Again, Reverend Doug Bentley delivered another inspirational talk on as a sermon today. I know he prepared for weeks and weeks, and he did very well. To all of you that I've spoken to during this week, and many of you are here today, remember, as we communicate with each other, it's okay to call up and say, I need help. It's okay to say, something amazing happened to me. It's okay to say, I went to the doctor and the doctor was surprised that I'm doing better. Several of you have said that this week. We continue to pray for Joan and Owen up there. And Nanda, if you would tell them in Spanish that we continue. Nanda's going to do a prayer in Spanish next week for us. And we're going to continue. We have people in Spain who are now becoming aware through Nanda's efforts that they don't need to speak English to come to our service, that it's okay. Virtue has it covered. It knows all languages, I think. But if you'll tell our friends that we're still thinking of them, and take a moment now and ask Nanda for Joan knowing how they're doing.
Hey, you asked me to ask Joan and Owen Stone? Are you asking me to ask them?
Sí.
Okay. Sí. Joan and Owen Stone, Dr. Dallas, quizás te pregunta cómo estáis y que es continuamos rezando por vosotros y mandando energía. ¿Cómo estáis? Owen Stone, ¿me oyes?
They'll have to unmute if they want to talk.
I suppose to. Yeah. Owen? Owen Stone? Can you hear me? ¿Me oyes?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Ya, me está pidiendo el doctor Dallas que te pregunte cómo estáis y que te diga que seguimos rezando y mandando energía para vosotros. ¿Cómo estáis viendo?
I do not understand this, the Spanish.
Do you speak English then?
I am English in Canada. Mississauga, Canada. My wife is ill, dementia, some convulsive disorders, and a mobility problem. I am hopeful, and I am joining the service for a number of weeks and hoping that the prayers and the healing will help. Everything is just going sort of nothing worse. Hoping for the better.
Thank you, Nanda. Mm-hmm. We will continue. I think I've mixed you up with some other people that were in Peru.
Yes.
So I'm terribly sorry about that.
I am in Canada.
Okay. Well, every time you come to the service, I always focus on your video and on your wife in the background as well.
Yes. Thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome. And of course, we all will continue to think about your wife and yourself, and hopefully the virtue and God will bless her.
Thank you. I look forward to it. It's dementia, convulsions, and mobility problems.
Okay. We'll make a note, Patty, to include that every week as a priority for the healing request. Okay?
Thank you, and thank you.
You're very welcome. We're glad you're here. And thank you, Nanda, for the interpretation. So next week, you're prepared to give us a nice prayer in Spanish for the Christmas?
Yeah, well, I have a prayer that, you know, we used to have Mass, Christmas Eve. We call it Misa del Gallo, Cock Mass, because it's at 12. Then we used to say prayers, special prayers for Christmas. Welcome Jesus to us. And yes, I have one. Yeah.
Okay.
I have several. But this one from Paul, John 23, is a nice one.
Okay. Then next week we'll open the service with this as a special service to our people in Spanish-speaking parts of the world. How's that?
Good. Good.
Okay. Everybody, Nanda's a Reiki master, and we've done work all around the world, South America, North America. We've been to Norway and all parts in between. So this is a very masterful lady, a very dedicated spiritual teacher. So as we reach out and people are contacting us from Spain again, it's appropriate if you'll help us, Nanda, with a part of the service even.
Yeah.
Okay. So you feel like doing a sermon sometime?
I don't think so. I'm very shy for that. My English is not very good.
Yeah. I know. I'm teasing you a little bit now, just for old time's sake. So thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. So this concludes the spiritual healing. Remember, the pathway is still open. Today is just another step down the path. Reverend Rebecca is here today, and she has, at some time, we'll ask her to do a sermon again, and we'll take turns with the clergy as we continue. I will say that Senior Deacon Dave Chatham has been promised that he will become Reverend Dave Chatham. And I have some other family situations coming up, but this month I think he's going to be with us either next week or the week after. We will be presenting him virtually with his increase in his rank to Reverend. I have his stole, like fine, you see all the. I guess I should show it off a little bit because our stole has basically all the world's symbols for all the world's great religions. And I chose this one for our soul because we travel to all the world. Okay? I'm not going to recount them just yet, but if you wish that, we could do that. So it's important that you understand our community, our ministry is international. Nanda and I have been in faraway countries doing amazing miracle transformation services. Amazing. We've seen some amazing things. And I was thinking about Nanda, those two little boys that we met at the Antar Center in Barcelona. They were in wheelchairs, two brothers. In wheelchairs, one taking care of the other. And how brave they were. Maybe it's time to go back and see them. In any event, my friends, it's always a good that we come together. And as we celebrate the next Mass of Christ, we will continue to expand our community. As I said, we have intentions of having a spiritual healing community like Lourdes in Campbellford, Ontario, not because we want it, but because we're being led that way. That will happen, I think, next year. I had a dream about being in the house. It's a great big place, big hill behind it that I haven't seen before. I had that this morning. And we're also going to be in Texas, should it be God's will. And we have a place there that we hope to acquire. So your prayers are welcome, and don't forget your contributions. I haven't got the chat up, so I can't see, but Patty has more than likely, I'll take that on faith alone, and also because she's nodding, that you have opportunities to give us money. I'm going to ask you, but it occurs to me right now, can you afford $1,000? If you can, please send it. Can you afford $500? And of course, we have the Cup of Hope. We have our little pins here that we're going to give, our hope pins. And it occurred to me that I'm going to start to donate my book. It was about the book I wrote about Jesus the Christ. I don't have a copy right here with me, but it was the life and times of Jesus, the hidden years. So I will put that up, and all the proceeds will go to Mini Mansions as well. And finally, Joe is willing to take your request at minimansions.helpline@gmail.com. The websites, there's two. It's MiniMansionsSC.org is for the U.S., MiniMansionsSC, Spiritual Center, .org, and there's MiniMansionsSpiritualCenter.org for Canada. So you can check both those out depending on what country you live in. Soon there's coming one, I'm sure, it'll be Mini Mansions Europe. Okay. Inside joke, but anyway, thank you. I want to congratulate Reverend Douglas for his sermon today, and I'm going to you're going to close the service. I think the radio might still be going, I don't know, but in any event, I want to thank Jack and Sandy. They're just back from Hawaii. God bless them with an amazing trip out there. And I want to thank Paul Hughes, who is producing the radio show and taking care of us as well on our Friday night show, and also to Patty for all the hard work she does in keeping the numbers and the attendance, and also in writing the newsletter. If you have a story, please send it, and Patty will put it in the news, the Sacred Scroll newsletter. I want to thank Mark for announcing today, and everyone else, the former presidents, Rebecca, Reverend Rebecca, and Reverend Rebecca Sanford and Ann Pilgrims are here today former director of presidents of Many Mansions Spiritual Center, and also former directors. Malcolm is here, and the current officers are here as well. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll close the service with the remarks. And I'll give you all my Christmas wishes now, and Christmas blessings. This is going to be an extra special Christmas. I can just feel it. I'm not sure, but I have good intentions, as I do every year, to send out Christmas cards. And every year those intentions aren't fulfilled. So please forgive me yet again for another year. But you're all my dear friends. I look out for you, and I am grateful that you're in our community. Reverend Douglas, back to you.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.